Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, partisan discord instead of January 6 answers. A House hearing on the Capitol insurrection wrapped up after harsh words from lawmakers Wednesday. The hearing frequently devolved into partisan shouting matches, with lawmakers more often blaming each other than thoroughly questioning the witnesses. Democrats attacked President Donald Trump's former acting Secretary of Defense, at some points screaming at him. They're upset about what they argue were unnecessary delays by the Pentagon in sending help to an overrun Capitol. Republicans, meanwhile, downplayed the violence of the day, even though Trump supporters who broke into the Capitol beat and injured police officers who were guarding the building, and I'll add, and even were threatening the vice president.
David, this is disgusting hypocrisy, no question. They went and they invaded these louts who came in and took over the Capitol. We have all said it 1,000 times. We'll say it again. If it were a Black Lives Matter protest, you would have seen an entirely different reaction. But no, these were the Trumpians, and they were doing what came naturally to them. And we know what happened, and we know that people died in this whole thing, and we know police officers were endangered, and we know they had a noose set up outside. They said it was for Mike Pence, and they chased Pence all over the building. They were trying to get a hold of him because he didn't declare the election null and void. Well, good for Pence. I mean, I never thought I'd say anything good about the guy, but I gotta tell you, he did what was demanded of him, and terrific. He thinks he's going to be president of the United States. He is not, obviously. The Republicans are the party of Trump now, and what he orders, he will get. And what we saw yesterday was nothing short of political blasphemy. The idea that these were, you know, just sort of tourists. When we see the pictures of them busting down the windows and trying to get in the door, and we've talked to all kinds of congressional people for the congressional corner, in which they have talked of how scared they were and what was happening during that awful day on January 6th. So, you know, they can try to make it anything they can. And one of the scariest things about Trump is that his new reality is the kind of thing you see with a Putin or a Duterte or any of these other people trying to take over as dictators. That's what this is all about.
Yeah, and that's what we're seeing right now as the Republicans have ousted Liz Cheney.
For telling the truth, David.
And then you have Stefanik. Where's that going?
I don't know. I was revulsed by the whole thing. You know, here is a conservative Republican woman, and they oust her because she dared to go after this horrible ex-president of ours and tell the truth about him. So Stefanik steps in as if she's goody-two-shoes and nothing's wrong with her approach and appealing for votes. And some of the conservatives are mad at her because, as we all know, she came in as a sort of moderate and then switched to a absolute fealty to Trump. And so there she is, smiling for the cameras. I find myself revulsed by the whole thing.
CNN says she faces some headwinds as GOP leaders move to swiftly install Stefanik as the number 3 Republican of the House on Friday. Do you think any of those headwinds will grow enough to prevent it?
I don't, because if there were going to be a prevention in this thing, it would have been in some people in the Republican conference having the gumption to say no. They didn't say no. They walked out. They had their eyes down on the ground. When they were asked by reporters, they said, I'm not going to talk about this. These people are beyond contempt.
So do Liz Cheney, people like Mitt Romney, Adam Kissinger, and these other Republicans we're hearing about split from the party and form their own?
Anything's possible. I doubt it very much. I haven't seen any of that from Mitt Romney. I've heard him speaking on the television and the radio. It sounds like he's a Republican and he's going to stay a Republican. He's going to try to bring the party around to where they need to be. I'm sure they're polling. I'm sure they know what the downside of trying to do a third party would be, and that risks electoral defeat. I doubt very much that people like Mitt Romney will get involved in that, but you never know.
Hamas launched more rockets, Alan, and Israel jets struck Gaza as casualties mount. Sirens blared through the night, says the Washington Post. Across Israel, at least one rocket striking a suburb of Tel Aviv, causing injuries and significant damage, according to Israeli officials. The worst violence in years between the Israeli military and Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip risk drawing the United States into just the kind of Middle East morass that President Joe Biden hopes to avoid.
Well, that's right, David. This is really bad news. There is no justification for sending rockets into Israel, and the American government and Joe Biden have said so. You know, killing innocent people and civilians and others will be killed on the other side. This is a horrible situation. It needs to be negotiated and it needs to be ended.
Speaking of cyber attacks, the Biden administration swung aggressively into action after the Colonial Pipeline fell prey to a cyber attack. The administration recognized the situation posed a potential series of political and economic risks. The pipeline shutdown was an all-hands-on-deck situation for the presidency. I see they're getting it back online little by little. They did not pay the ransom, or at least they have no plans to pay the ransom, as you pointed out. This is exactly why many of these cyber attacks happen for money.
Look, as long as people are willing to pay money, you better believe that it's going to happen again and again and again. Now, I do see that there are plans now. Biden has issued an executive order, which makes it tougher on companies. There is no outright prohibition, David, against paying the ransom. And as long as ransoms are paid and as long as it's okay, you're not breaking any laws, it's going to continue. I don't like it one bit. I don't think anybody likes it one bit. On the other hand, we have seen what happens when panic sets in which there are long gas lines. So we know where our vulnerabilities are, and we better be working very hard to close the doors to this kind of terrible thing, because if we don't, it will continue and continue. You know, David, we don't really know the implications of whether this gang has been allowed to function unfettered in Russia or whether there is some kind of an arrangement with the ex-colonel of the KGB, Mr. Putin. And it is a bad moment if we don't do something about it.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok.